Nearly all states are allowing dentist offices to reopen, no longer limiting visits to emergencies. Detailed guidelines spell out steps for protecting staff and patients from COVID-19. But as Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports, some dental workers are still worried.
Even without a global pandemic, dentistry is inherently riskier than many other medical professions. That's because dentists and hygienists spend a lot of time inches away from wide-open mouths. And procedures are known to generate aerosols, tiny droplets that can linger in the air and carry viruses. Given the risks, dentists are being advised to take numerous precautions, like wearing N95 masks and other protective gear. But back in March, dentists were asked to donate that gear to the front lines.
And they did, and now they're having trouble getting it back.
That's Jeannie Bosecker, president of Illinois' Dental Hygienists Association. Like others, she's taking steps to reduce aerosols, scraping teeth by hand instead of using the ultrasonic machines that spray air and water. Bosecker says her office struggled to get N95 masks when they first reopened. And in that case, CDC guidance says a surgical mask and a face shield can be used instead. She felt comfortable with that. But not all hygienists do, especially if they're at higher risk of complications from COVID-19.
I have a friend who has asthma, and her dentist, you know, isn't providing the N95 mask.
Some association members also say dentists are not providing enough protective gear or are asking hygienists to not change masks and gowns between patients. That's a violation of state and federal guidelines. Bosecker brought these concerns to the state's Dental Society.
And they kind of acted like, oh, well, you know, none of our members would ask our staff to work without appropriate PPE. They're in denial that it's happening.
I'm definitely not in denial that there could be situations where there are dentists that do not have the appropriate PPE and wanting to open.
Central Illinois dentist Stacy Van Skoik is vice president of the Dental Society. She says the dentists she knows who aren't able to get the right gear are waiting to reopen. And she says dentists are trying to minimize risks. They're screening for COVID-19 symptoms, spacing out appointments, and offering early time slots to patients in high-risk categories to minimize their exposure to aerosols. And Pernina Kumar of Ohio State University's Dental School points out there's no hard evidence that coronavirus is showing up in dental aerosols from patients who are not showing symptoms.
But that evidence is not available because nobody has looked for it. So absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
Given the uncertainty, Kumar says dentists have to be careful and use their best judgment.
There's no ubiquitous, there's no universal one size fits all that can help.
Even the CDC has said it's too early to know for sure whether standard precautions adequately protect dental workers. That's what has some hygienists worried, like Alex in the North Chicago suburbs. She's back at work but doesn't think her office has enough air filtration units for the size of the space. We're using only her middle name because she worries speaking out could cost her her job.
I was told that I need to leave my fears at the door and carry on and act as if everything's fine. A lot of us don't feel safe going back.
Van Skoik of the Illinois Dental Society says workers with concerns should keep talking them through with employers. As for patients wondering what to do, she says a lot will depend on a person's dental health needs, their individual risk factors, and their comfort level.
If you do not feel comfortable going into any, you know, a medical office, a dental office, a hospital, then yes, I would say the recommendation is to not go in.
She says dentists and all healthcare providers want to help patients feel safe so that no one puts off care they really need. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.